Thank you, Travis. It is the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren here with you at 11:46 on a Wednesday morning. We were in the midst of the birdhouse, and Corby is here with us as well for Ladies' Day.
Hi, Corby.
Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Happy, oh, yeah. Happy Juneteenth.
Happy Juneteenth to you indeed. Okay, so back to Jen's question.
Yes,
what makes you feel most loved and appreciated in a relationship? Is it words of affirmation, acts of service, receiving gifts, quality time, or physical touch?
Yeah, and this is interesting because in my previous relationship, I didn't realize this until my current relationship, the girl that I am married to now, my wife.
Yeah,
that's a weird way to say
how it works. Yeah.
So in previous relationships,
my wife.
I thought that my love language was physical touch, and because I like to touch and have a good time, all this type of thing. But I would get really frustrated because I would do things around the house or the apartment, and when it wasn't reciprocated, I would get upset. But I didn't know anything about that. So in this relationship, we actually got into understanding what these mean, and I have discovered that my number one way to express and receive love is acts of service. Like, I will do things or expect things,
hey now,
like laundry or what have you, around that mean more to me. Well, that's not hers. Hers is quality time. So I could say there's the sink stacked up with dishes. I'll go do them and be like, hey, look what I did for you. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, who cares? I'd be like, what? And I'd get irritated. I mean, it took me a while to figure out that's because that's how I receive love.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think mine is quality time. Like, I just look back at fun times that we had going to concerts or dinners or sporting events or, you know, just, I think that's what I look back on the most. I think every guy is probably leans toward the physical touch thing, and so that's kind of obvious.
Yeah, and I think you grow out of that, because I think that's every guy at
and
first.
Maybe that's what it was.
And then
touch the V.
Norm.
It gets to the point to where something will happen if you're around, and it's either the first thing you want to do is tell your wife, or you look around and say, man, I wish you was here when it was happening. And then I think that's when you kind of realize that it definitely changed.
Yeah, and the quality time thing is interesting, too, because, like, for her, it means essentially, like, we don't even have to go anywhere. It could be, we're going to be at the house together watching a show, but that means me not being on my phone.
Right.
Like, engage with what she's doing, spending time right next to her, that she feels like I guess engage with her life and her interests.
And now my love language is alone time. I've matured to that point.
It just goes from one end
of the spectrum all the way to the other. You grow as an individual. You grow as a human. And now I'm at that point to where, man, that is such a fantastic love language.
Right. Do I got to sleep in here again?
Yes. All right. Flintstone beds. That's my love language.
Right. From Shan, at what age do boys/men decide what type of underwear they're going to stick with into perpetuity?
That's another one, because when you're a kid, your parents obviously buy you whatever, your underoos, and you're wearing those. And those tend to be like the whitey-tighty type underwear. And then when I got into high school, I was into the boxers for a long time. Man, and it wasn't, now it's boxers briefs, which is basically all I would do unless I'm working out, where I go kind of more compression type.
Yeah, it's just boxer briefs. But I think you make that decision probably early 20s.
Yes. When you're able to purchase your own stuff,
right?
And you kind of decide what is comfortable. It's all about what is comfortable. That's it. And that has to be, I mean, maybe somebody figures that out when they're in high school, but typically, just like anything else, until you actually are spending your own money, you don't really make that determination.
I wonder if that's still the evolution of underwear. Tidy whities, boxers, boxer briefs. I wonder if that's still...
My kids in, like, tidy whities, but they have cartoon characters on them
of course,
body training.
And my son...
Hell, I do that now.
My son, who's 13, for the last couple of years has been boxer briefs for sure.
Oh, really? Well, that seems young for boxer briefs.
He wears Tommy John.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, my oldest is straight.
He's real pissed about it, too.
I'm just saying.
My oldest is straight compression...
Yeah.
Shorts, underwear, I don't even know what it is. I mean, they're like workout things.
Yeah, what is this thing? I don't know if this is like a young thing, but I've noticed this, and my son does this. We're sitting in the car yesterday, and his underwear is hanging out past his shorts. And I go, dude, your underwear's hanging out. He goes, oh, yeah, they're too long for my shorts. Then why do you wear them? He's like, I like them.
Yeah, like, shorts are getting higher now. Like, we never had that problem growing up because our shorts were to our ankles.
That was so odd.
Now, but I mean, Donovan, in the 80s, they were not. They were not at all. Yeah, they were short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
But in the 90s, they had all changed with the Fab Five.
Well, I guess I didn't wear short shorts in the 80s.
You didn't Larry Bird yourself?
No, I didn't. No. Unless I was at home.
From Nick, who's the biggest lady crush you had as a kid?
Thelma Hopkins.
As a kid?
Yep.
I'm trying to think. What do we consider
the first one was
kid?
Wonder Woman.
Like, are we talking about when you start getting into visualization?
No. Like, I mean, I think it's anything. Like, when I was in grade school, for sure, Barbara Eden, I Dream a Genie. Lady is hot.
Yeah, Wonder Woman.
Mine was probably my second grade teacher. I remember having a crush on her.
We're learning a lot about you right now.
You really are, man. And your tidy whitey's tingling in the second grade.